Welcome to Lit Reading. I'm Don McDonald. Looking for more information on the podcast? Visit litreading.com. Now please bear with us as we pay the bills. Our story begins shortly.
This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Welcome to Lit Reading. I'm Don McDonald. Here is a tale for those times when you only have a few minutes to listen to a story. While not long itself, this incredibly Kafkaesque parable may leave you pondering its meaning long after you've listened to Before the Law by Franz Kafka. Before the law sits a gatekeeper. To this gatekeeper comes a man from the country who asks to gain entry into the law. But the gatekeeper says that he cannot grant him entry at the moment. The man thinks about it and then asks if he will be allowed to come in later on. "It is possible," says the gatekeeper, "but not now." At the moment, the gate to the law stands open as always, and the gatekeeper walks to the side. So the man bends over in order to see through the gate into the inside. When the gatekeeper notices that, he laughs and says, "If it tempts you so much, try it in spite of my prohibition. But take note, I am powerful, and I am only the most lowly gatekeeper. But from room to room stand gatekeepers, each more powerful than the other. I can't even endure one glimpse of the third." The man from the country had not expected such difficulties. The law should always be accessible for everyone, he thinks. But now, as he looks more closely at the gatekeeper in his fur coat, at his large pointed nose and his long thin black Tartar's beard, he decides that it would be better to wait until he gets permission to go inside. The gatekeeper gives him a stool and allows him to sit down at the side in front of the gate. There he sits for days and years. He makes many attempts to be let in, and he wears the gatekeeper out with his requests. The gatekeeper often interrogates him briefly, questioning him about his homeland and many other things. But they are indifferent questions, the kind great men put, and at the end he always tells him, once more, that he cannot let him inside yet. The man, who has equipped himself with many things for his journey, spends everything, no matter how valuable, to win over the gatekeeper. The latter takes it all, but as he does so, says, "I am taking this only so that you do not think that you have failed to do anything." During the many years, the man observes the gatekeeper almost continuously. He forgets the other gatekeepers, and this one seems to him the only obstacle for entry into the law. He curses the unlucky circumstance. In the first years, thoughtlessly and out loud. Later, as he grows old, he still mumbles to himself. He becomes childish, and since in the long years studying the gatekeeper he has come to know the fleas in his fur collar, he even asks the fleas to help him persuade the gatekeeper. Finally, his eyesight grows weak, and he does not know whether things are really darker around him or whether his eyes are merely deceiving him. But he recognizes now in the darkness an illumination which breaks inextinguishably out of the gateway to the law. Now he no longer has much time to live. Before his death, he gathers in his head all his experiences of the entire time up into one question which he has not yet put to the gatekeeper. He waves to him, since he can no longer lift up his stiffening body. The gatekeeper has to bend way down to him, for the great difference has changed things to the advantage of the man. "What do you still want to know, then?" asks the gatekeeper. "You are insatiable. Everyone strives after the law. says the man.
So how is it that in these many years, no one, except me, has requested entry?
The gatekeeper sees that the man is already dying, and in order to reach his diminishing sense of hearing, he shouts at him,
Here, no one else can gain entry since this entrance was assigned only to you. I'm going now to close it.
Bohemian author Franz Kafka is considered one of the greats. Few storytellers have had their names turned into adjectives. Orwellian, maybe Hitchcockian come to mind. But the best known of these is Kafkaesque, whose meaning is elusive, like that of many Kafka stories. I have my own somewhat religious interpretation of Before the Law. I will leave it to you to ponder your own. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of Lit Reading. We've got a lot of others if you haven't listened. And if you do like what you hear, please share with a friend. Share it on social media. All you have to do is hit the share button on most of the major podcast services like Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And if you really like what you hear, please rate the show at Spotify or write a review on Apple Podcasts. Thanks so much for listening. I do appreciate you being there. And I'll have another story for you before long. I'm Don McDonald.